All right, loves, welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Good to be with you on this, is it Tuesday already? My goodness. So we're talking about road rage, and this has actually been on my radar for quite some time. Don't know that I've ever done a show just on road rage, but over the weekend I was backing up out of a parking spot, and it was a one-way parking lot situation, and this dude was barreling ass the wrong way, and had I not been paying diligent attention, I would have backed up into him. And I without any rancor or aggressiveness, pointed my finger like, dude, it's a one-way, you're going the wrong way. And I was told to blank myself for my troubles, and then he floored the gas and squealed his tire. And whenever somebody does that, I just assume automatically that they have some serious issues with their lack of manhood where it counts, if you catch my drift. Same thing with the people on motorcycles who have to make very loud noises on their motorcycles when they go by big crowds of people at bars. Like, okay, first of all, nobody knows who you are. Secondly, you just come off like a total dork. And thirdly, I've never met a woman aroused by a man who does that on a motorcycle. Now, you might be a woman who's aroused by a guy who makes as much noise as possible on his motorcycle to attract attention. I mean, are you that starved for attention that you've got to do that? I mean, really? Who does that? 803, well, I know who does it. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's get, never mess with a man's jewels, mate. Let's go to... some more calls. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Jacob is in Toronto, the GTA, and there's got to be tons of road rage stories in the GTA.
Bowerly, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Good to have you. Thank you. Appreciate the radio show, and I listen to you guys more than probably anybody, any Toronto shows, but... Yes, I've been in the waste industry for 10 years plus, and downtown Toronto is a mess for traffic and such. And you talk about other first responders as well. You're talking COVID through the program this evening, and it's exactly for them as it is for us. Nobody really had a break over the course of COVID, and shout out to all the waste people that are out there. And it was a long, grueling effort for everybody, but downtown Toronto, I didn't happen to let in a Toronto police officer, as I had the right of way when he was trying to come in off of a side street. He completely lost it on me and honked his horn and started shouting at me, just going like, what the hell are you doing? Let me in like this. So I took it in stride. I've seen an increase in road rage incidents myself, just in the GTA, so you absolutely called that out correctly. But, and in that instance, I didn't take it to offense. I knew that a lot of people have been going through the same thing, and I think you called it out as it is there, is that nobody's really had a break since COVID, and it's shown a little bit, and people are tired, and they see it, and sometimes these things happen, but we got to forgive each other. And I'm same as what you said. I don't really make any gestures to anybody. I just curse in my vehicle and then continue on. So
the police car you failed to let in, am I to take it there were no lights, no sirens, it was just another vehicle?
Correct, yes.
Then he had no reasonable basis to complain. No reasonable basis to complain.
No.
Because he has to follow, I mean, at least if it's anything like the United States, unless you are rolling with lights and siren, you have to obey the vehicle and traffic laws, in theory.
Absolutely, yeah.
You didn't get the car number and call internal affairs, did you?
No, I'm not doing that. No, that's okay.
Yeah, I mean, maybe dude was just having a bad day, maybe he got served with divorce papers, but he should know better. I mean, especially in 2023, 2022, whenever this took place, everybody's got a camera on you 24/7, and if you pull a stunt like that, it's going to catch up with you eventually.
You would think, yes.
So, well, because the municipality does not want the liability, presumably in Canada, of an out of control officer behind the wheel. I mean, I know cops who got disciplined because they had a series of accidents, none of which were their fault, but the fact that they were in accidents caused them to be disciplined.
Yep, agreed. Agreed.
So that's really something. Okay, well, outside of the police officer who felt that you should have let him in, was his lane change indicator, his turning signal, that's the word, was his turning signal on? Did you know which way he was going?
No, I happened to be basically square with him. I was waiting for a light to change on the main street in downtown Toronto, and he was coming in off of a side street. Didn't have his lane change indicator on. While I was basically, if I was looking out my passenger side window, I was straight on with his vehicle, so I didn't really see it. I had my music on. I'm looking ahead, waiting for that to change, and then all of a sudden, you're seeing that, oh, I didn't let you in like this, and he's on the horn, going like, make gesturing at me. You have some choice words that you can read. Or at least lip read, right? So, yeah.
I mean, anybody who's watched enough hockey has learned how to lip read certain words over the years through the glass.
Yeah.
But, you know, the thing is, too, as far as letting people into to traffic, if you don't have your signal on, I'm not letting you in. Because I don't know if you're trying to make a left or a right. That happened to me the other day on a local thoroughfare, and I happily would have let somebody in, but I didn't know what they were trying to do. Are they going to go straight? Are they going to make a right? Are they going to make a left? I'm not psychic. Give me an indication. What are you going to do?
Yeah, man, exactly. And then, as I said, I'm not making any judgments. I respect law enforcement and appreciate the service that they do for our communities, and just to what I said at the top of my here is everybody that was at least the essential services through COVID, everybody's worn out, and I don't think we've had a certain enough break as it is, and it's shown in different ways, and this is one of the ways, I guess, in that occasion. So
yeah, people are flipping their you-know-what a lot more readily than they used to do. I don't know how long. I'm sorry?
My drivers say that on a daily basis, yeah, that people's patience have run out, and that it seems to be a regular occurrence, at least up here. I'm not sure what it is in Western New York, but definitely in the GTA area is becoming crazier and crazier. So
now. And this is, by the way, why I'm not a big fan of zoos, because I don't like zoos, because we know what it was like to be cooped up for 2-3 years, right? Imagine being a lion cooped up for 15 years. That's got to drive them nuts.
Yeah. Well, Toronto Zoo would probably be like that. Well, that was one of the things that you could do during COVID, is when they actually let us out of our houses, is you could actually go to the zoo. And I guess that you got a good point there, though.
I mean, we were upset being in our 2,400 square foot or 2,000 square foot homes, and these animals in the zoos, I mean, some of them are kept in conditions I believe are absolutely inhumane.
Yeah, and sometimes it's definitely the case. And then when they're blocked off and things are even tarped up around, so that we've got passes to the Toronto Zoo as well, season passes and such. And there was some areas that are closed off completely when they were trying to get people through to keep some revenue, I guess, coming into the zoo. But some areas were closed off completely because of the transmission. Or potential for transmission, I guess, right? So,
I mean, I don't know if they still have them, because I haven't been to the zoo in years, but they used to have these Andean condors, and they should be flying high above the Andes, not in a steel cage where they can't even fly. That's just absurd. But I thank you. I think most zoos ought to be abolished, actually. I think they're cruel, they're unusual, and I think it's a form of torture to the animals. I really believe that. You probably don't Understood. Because you hold passes to the Toronto Zoo, but I'm just expressing
it's a good educational thing for the kids and such, and I can see both sides of it. I know Marine.
Well, so it's showing how people get tortured. It doesn't make it right. I mean, this is somebody being electrocuted. Well, that's interesting. Thank you. I appreciate the call. I'd love to do a show on that someday. Maybe we will. I think zoos are cruel and inhumane. I really do. I believe that with every bit of my... There ought to be a couple of zoos in the entire country with enough room for the animals to enjoy something like a normal life instead of being cooped up in a cage. Think about you during COVID. How did you feel? How do you think the animals in the zoo feel? Back to the calls, talking about road rage, your experiences with road rage. Here's John in West Seneca. John, you're on WBEN. Have you been victimized, sir? Can we get you counseling?
That might help. Who knows? But about 9 months ago, a week or two before Thanksgiving, I was out for a run on Seneca Street, right across the street from Cavs Park, and a guy sideswiped me. He didn't even attempt to stop at the stop sign as I was going by. He sideswiped me. He then stopped, got out, punched me in the head, jumped in, drove away.
You've got to be kidding me.
Nope. I run with my phone, so I attempted to, he was quite larger than I, he was at least 250. So I just tried to, it was quite obvious that I couldn't take him. So I, just tried to gather myself and, that tried to get a picture of his license plate, and he made a motion towards me to back off. So I did, and then he ran into his car, his vehicle, and drove away.
Did you give chase?
Well, I was no.
Don't be scared of big guys. Their bones break just as well as yours do.
I really didn't sweat it too much because
the guy punched you in the head, dude.
Well, there were cameras in the area, so I was like, "Well, this is a no-brainer. This will be easy."
Were they actually working?
No.
Of course not. So cameras, but they weren't working. So you end up taking a shot to the head. Could have killed you.
I went to the hospital the next day because the headache really intensified the next day, and had a minor concussion.
Let me just remind you of something, sir. I mean, you're upset that this guy was much bigger than you. You ever heard the name Sammy the Bull Gravano?
Rings a bell.
John Gotti's enforcer. Sammy the Bull was 5'2". And he made very large men quake in their boots. There's another guy, Abe Rellis, one of the major hitmen of Murder Incorporated in the 1930s. 5'4", made people quake. Don't be intimidated.
Appreciate that.
Don't be intimidated. I'm just saying. And learn, you know what? Watch movies, learn how to act, and you can get people to back off pretty easy.
Yeah, I do wish I handled that differently.
Well, I mean, the shock of the moment, obviously, probably did something to you. But, again, don't, you know, you say he's 250 pounds. You could have just, like, chased him and run after him and given him a heart attack. I mean, there's that.
Well, I like to consider myself a pretty fast runner, but I don't think I could keep up with a vehicle, a car.
I'm sorry that happened to you. I'm sorry the City of Buffalo's cameras weren't working so that this miscreant was brought to justice. Were there any witnesses to it?
There was, but he was quite hammered, so the detectives said we couldn't use him.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. And he was driving?
Yes.
Oh, so did he get a DUI and the other guy got off scot-free?
Oh, I'm sorry. The witness, no. Though the witness was on the sidewalk. There's a bar, just a door up, and he was just out getting a smoke break, and he saw everything, but...
Remember, even if the guy's built like Hulk Hogan, don't ever give up an inch. Don't ever give up an inch. You can at least get one shot in to make him know you were there.
Absolutely right.
I don't condone violence, but in self-defense, you do what you got to do.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call. And by the way, I mean, boy, this could be a whole show on toxic masculinity, huh? But when you stand up to a guy that big and you don't back down, they wonder. You are psyching them out. They wonder, why isn't this guy backing away? Why isn't he backing down? And it plays with their head. It's a psyop, baby. It's a psyop. It is 4:28 at News Radio 930. By the way, another great tool, if you ever find yourself in a tight, laughter. Laugh at the person coming after you. Just laugh. Because, A, they're going to think you're crazy. Or, B, they're going to think that you are something you're not. Laughter is one of the greatest diffusers of those situations. It totally emasculates the other person. Just trust me on that. It's 28 minutes after 4. These are little tricks I've learned over the years, folks. It is 4:28 at News Radio 930 WBEN. I mean, look, you might end up getting the hell kicked out of you, but at least you'll know that you didn't back down, so you can live with yourself. News Radio 930 WBEN. Okay. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Talking about road rage. We hear about road rage all the time. Is road rage overdone? Or have you been the victim of road rage? And, I was the victim of road rage over the weekend. And actually, my first thought was, what an a-hole. My second thought was, this is going to make a great show. Thank you. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Those are the phone numbers if you've been victimized. What happened? What were the circumstances of why you were raged upon? And I can honestly tell you, in my circumstance over the weekend, I did nothing wrong. I was literally backing up from a parking space, and the dude in the tan pickup truck, white male, 25 to 30, thin beard, short hair, tannish truck. I didn't get the make. I'm just saying. But he had some choice words for me when I pointed. I didn't give him the finger. I just pointed like, dude, this is a one-way, man. What are you doing? I didn't say that, but that was the universal indication. Now, I will tell you that the same thing happened to me, and I was in the wrong. And I was pulling out of a street by, DeVolio's on Main Street, and I didn't know it was one way. I guess the arrow that said one way didn't quite get my attention, and my window is down, and a guy said, hey, dude, this is a one way, and I looked, I said, I am so sorry, I apologize, and, you know, I never made the same mistake again. But he was not belligerent. I was not belligerent. I considered it an educational experience. So I know now when I go to Charlie's to get my haircut that I have to take the long way home. 803, it's a good name for a song. I wonder if anybody's thought of that yet. Take the long way home. I don't know. Everybody had that album in the 1970s. 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. Have you been the victim of road rage? And I'm going to add something to the mix here. It's something we talked about maybe a year ago. I don't know. I don't track what I do. I just move on to the next thing. But traffic signals or traffic circles. And I do use traffic circles and rotaries interchangeably. I know it's probably not absolutely accurate, but I think most people do. So although it might not be technically accurate, it's the way people speak. So I'm going to run with that. Traffic lights or traffic circles, your preference. I am all about traffic circles. As far as I'm concerned, each and every red light could be replaced with a traffic circle, especially the ones that last forever. And you've got your favorite. In fact, that's another thing I'm going to throw in. What light drives you nuts because you basically, if you pull up on June 21st, it might turn green by Christmas, if you're lucky. The traffic signal that drives you nuts. My own, and a lot of it is going to depend on where you live and where you drive, obviously. But the one that just drives me crazy. Maine at Garrison and Evans in Williamsville. I swear, I have spent a year of my life waiting for that damn light to change. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN, and it is Neil in Forestville, where he had an angry encounter with an aggressively driving bull that had escaped from local agricultural premises. You're on WBEN. Hello.
What?
I'm just trying to make a rural reference, you know?
Yeah, the only land in town, right?
Yes.
Excuse me, I drove truck in Toronto for years, so I've got probably 1,000 of these stories where somebody did something stupid. I mean, I was probably in a couple of them, too.
This isn't about people doing something stupid. This is about people who are openly antagonistic and aggressive and violent towards you. Road rage.
This person jammed on their brakes in front of me while a herd of geese was coming across as we were coming down the Burlington Skyway and brought about 8 lanes to a screeching halt. I got out from behind her before the person behind me got hit. There was about a 12-car pileup behind us because this idiot, and yes, I was screaming at her, road raging at her because of what she did.
Oh, man, that's a tough call. My first inclination would have been to save the geese. My second inclination would have been to look in the rearview mirror. And if you were right behind me or somebody was behind me, maybe not paying attention, it ain't worth getting compression fractures in the spine for the sake of geese, which, let's face it, is there anybody who really likes Canada geese anyway? All they do is foul up golf courses and public spaces.
Tom, I always leave myself an out, whether it's to the left, to the right, even backwards sometimes if you can navigate it. But if I didn't leave that out and get around her, I would have run her right over. And I was driving a vehicle at least 4 times her size. And, oh, yeah. You know, like to that day, you know, like that's a Canadian I saved.
Well, you did save a Canadian. Now, the question is, did all the geese properly traverse the road?
A couple of them did, but the rest of them were, you know, the traffic just keeps going.
Yeah, I mean, when you're traveling at a high rate of speed, it's like, you know what? Look, I don't want to hit a deer. But if it comes down to hitting a deer or ramming my car into a tree and getting impaled by a branch, deer is going to lose every time.
I'm pretty sure she was charged in the incident.
Really?
Too. I had heard that later. Yeah, I'd heard that later. I'm pretty sure she was. Well, she had hurt some people. Like I said, the black smoke that I could see in my rearview mirror was not good. I mean, there was tractor trailers, and you know that's another thing too. When you're driving, Tom, you got to keep an eye out on what you've passed, because if there's ever an incident where you come to a complete stop on a highway, that stuff is coming behind you now.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And you're right. Always leave yourself an out. But as a general rule, let's just be clear about this, sir. I'm not a vegetarian, okay? So I'm a bit of a hypocrite. But look, on Main Street, and I forgive me for referencing, but it's just a road I use all the time. Main Street in Williamsville, I have stopped traffic to make sure that ducks got safely across the road. But before I did it, you better believe I checked my rear view and I looked ahead and I made it real clear what was going on. And nobody got upset. Nobody yelled. In fact, pretty young thing might have hit on me for my kindness and magnanimous behavior toward tiny little duckies. But as far as the geese, guess that's one way to control the Canada geese population. But no, that Burlington Skyway area, oh, that's a nightmare.
Yeah, well, I ran into several incidents, too, because you're driving a truck. You're always the slowest vehicle on the road. I mean, you're always in somebody's way. So I would try to mitigate that. If, you know, somebody pulled up and, like, gave you the finger. I carried this little red nose, like a Rudolph nose. I put that on.
Do you have a governor on you?
Yeah, on the truck, yeah.
Yeah, okay, you already beat me to the punchline. I was going to ask if it was Gavin Newsom, but the truck did have a governor?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, that's no, because a lot of Buffalonians who used to fly out of Toronto would take, was it Niagara Airbus or something? And everybody was like, come on, can't you speed it up? Guy would say, no, I've got a governor on this vehicle. It will not go any more than the designated kilometers.
Oh, my God. Is that never so evident with the lack of leadership from our few governors here lately?
Actually, I'm sorry. Isn't that why Cuomo resigned? I'm sorry. I just... Linda Ronstadt had a governor on her, but it was consensual.
There's a couple other things, too, people can do to avoid, attracting that type of person. And it is slowing down because people that get into a rage or that they got that gotta go attitude and you're in their way, the slower you go, they will not hang back. So, I mean, I've even pulled off the road and let those people just go by.
Yep, absolutely. Abso-freaking-lutely. And I've had people pull over for me, too, and I appreciate it. I wave when I go by. Like, hey, thank you, man. I appreciate it. Because they're probably looking for somebody's house. It's a busy street. I think that falls under the category of common driving courtesy and common sense.
Which is not taught, which is just, people follow. I heard that the... one of the commissioners in Toronto was saying that he was driving 65 miles an hour or 62, 100 clicks. And he was doing the speed limit lane on the QEW. And he was talking about people being aggressive to him. And I'm like, well, you're an obstruction in the highway now. You're causing people to go to the right and to the left, to cut around you driving slower than the speed of traffic. So that person has got it in their head that I'm doing the speed limit, I'm doing what's right, is sometimes not necessarily the person that's doing right. You have to yield to traffic.
Yeah. One day about, 30 years ago, I was coming home from work, and this guy blew by me at about 120 miles an hour, and I believe it was a state Supreme Court justice license plate. And if you're going to drive around with a state Supreme Court justice license plate, not a good idea to flaunt the power and drive that fast. Just saying.
I would.
Gee, you would. You would, Neil. You freaking would, wouldn't you?
You bet. What else do you get away with it?
All right, man. Thank you very much. I'm sorry to hear about the geese, but human life has to come first. And like I said, I don't ever want to hit a deer, but if it comes down to a deer or me hitting a tree, deer dies every time.
Yeah, common sense first.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call. I don't know. I mentioned the other a few weeks ago, I came within literally an inch of nailing a deer on Garrison Road by the park in Williamsville. And it was less than a second from the time I saw the deer until I slammed on the brake just enough that the deer's hindquarters did not even get touched by my vehicle. It had to be a matter of an inch. And it was so fast, the passenger could not believe it. My incredible reflexes. Anyway, it is 4:50 at News Radio 930 WBEN. You'd think I'd be smarter with the reflexes, but here's Stan in Buffalo. Stan, you're on WBEN. Hello.
Hi, Tom. Just want to give a story. You never know who's in the other vehicle. I was following a friend of mine who was one of our black brothers, and he was driving a little S10 pickup truck, if you remember them trucks. Some guy in a big truck cut him off, got out, started screaming the N-word at him, ran up to his truck, not realizing my friend is a Marine, steps out of this little truck. He is 6'5", 225. I was following him. I never seen somebody run back into their vehicle and take off. I'm sure he probably soiled himself. The guy was about 5'10", thinking he was a big shot.
Again, I mean, look, size isn't everything. I must tell you, no, I'm not even making a phallic reference here. Size isn't everything, but I would say 6'5", 220 something, and a Marine would cut a rather imposing figure.
Yeah, and he is the gentlest person in the world. He did not want to confront him. He just didn't want to be caught in his truck flat-footed. You know what I mean? So,
yeah,
it was a sight to see.
Well, there's also this there's this video on YouTube of and I'm not sure if it was staged or if it was a real deal, where this this guy who is apparently how do I say this delicately, a pimp, was abusing one of his women, and this karate instructor goes outside and just levels the pimp. I mean, this guy did not know what hit him. And this guy was, I mean, the pimp was on the large side. The karate guy was on the small side. And this guy had no clue what hit him. Yeah, I hope it's still up on YouTube.
Just to see this man get out of his truck. I mean, a guy that tall getting out of a little S-Pen is just getting out of it for like 4 seconds. You know how long it takes the big man to get out. But I never seen anybody move so quickly to get away. And like I say, he said he did not want to confront him. He just didn't want to be caught flat-footed in his car.
No, well, that's his Marine training kicking in, obviously.
Oh, yeah. And like I say, he could have lifted the guy up with one hand. I mean, that's how big he was. So.
Yeah, well, I mean, but you know what? That's a lesson learned for the aggressor. He'll never do that again. He'll never do that again. I don't know if you heard the beginning of the show, but I told a very famous story about one of the guys who was one of the heads of the five families of the mob in New York City, Paul Castellano, and he was driving along with his wife, and this car full of young miscreants gave them all kinds of abuse. So Big Paul wrote down the plate number, had his cop buddies run it, then had his boys come out and pick up the miscreants in the car, bring them to the so-called White House on Staten Island, and the first thing he says, supposedly, is, "Don't worry, nobody's going to hurt you, but the next time you give an old man in a car a hard time, I want you to remember who that person might be." I'm pretty sure those kids never did that again.
Yeah, I heard you said an old man and his wife. I listen to you and David all day long.
Oh, you poor person. I'm sorry to hear that.
I work for one of your friends at Collision Masters.
Oh,
Frank.
Frank, yes.
Frank Tenaro, yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm able to listen to the radio all day long, but I enjoy both shows.
I'm glad. Well, hopefully you enjoy B-Maz and Beamer and A New Morning with Susan Rose, member of the Buffalo Broadcast Hall of Fame, Mazurowski. So all day long. I mean, even like the UFO stuff with George Norrie, you know?
Yeah, I'm excited by that. You have a great day.
All right. Thank you very much. By the way, it's that time of the year. People start asking me, "Hey, it's almost October. When are you going to do some ghost shows?" I'll get to it. I love ghost shows as much as the next freak, but we'll get to it. Okay, I want to that was the sound of me scratching my head. I'm really sorry about that. That was kind of rude. I'm sorry if you heard that. Well, look, you and I have a relationship, okay? I feel comfortable with you. I hope you feel comfortable with me. And remember, if you break wind listening to the show, I'll never know. Some of you just did and are laughing because the timing was perfect. But anyway, I digress. Coming up in the next hour, I want to try something that has come to my attention since I last spoke with Mr. Tim Wenger, but I think he's going to enjoy the topic. It has to do with killing animals. Now, don't turn the dial, because it's not what you think it's going to be, because I have a guest coming on tomorrow, and I want to feel you guys up. Wait a minute. Oh, man. I want to feel you guys out on a topic and see where your head is on it so I can best do the interview tomorrow after I'm done feeling you up. Maybe I could be elected to office and then quickly resign. On News Radio 930 W... Such an idiot. On News Radio 930 WBEN. Don't go anywhere because I'm bound to say something stupid the next hour.